Hello, innovators, entrepreneurs, and risk takers. Welcome to another episode of the Web3 with Sam Kamani podcast. And on today's podcast, I'm interviewing Ivan Maltsev from 3X Capital. He is building RentSpace, which is in the real world asset tokenization space. So today I'm going to be asking him about everything about his project, how they are promoting it, how they are growing it, and what challenges he sees and how they plan to overcome those challenges. So if you are a founder in Web3, then this podcast episode is highly relevant for you. Also, nothing mentioned in this episode should be taken as investment advice. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with someone. So, Ivan, it's great to have you on the show. So looking forward to having this conversation about everything that you've been up to, especially with 3X Capital and with RentSpace. And just from the last time we had a meeting a few months ago, 2-3 months ago, I would love to know what you have been working on in the last few months, last couple of months.
Sure. Thank you, Sam, for having me. My name is Ivan Maltsev. I'm a general partner at 3X Capital. We are an investment and advisory firm that is focused on Web3 startup investments. We invest both in tokens and equity with a focus on infrastructure, DeFi, and intersection between Web3 and AI. So we invest in different types of applications. We did 52 investments. The last one was on the previous week. We invested in Tevaera, that is a layer 3 blockchain on ZK Sync for gaming. Actually, it's an ecosystem, like a big infrastructure project. Very happy to support the talented team. And also, I'm a founder of RentSpace. This is a property rental platform that allows crypto users to simply spend their crypto on the property rent, similar to Airbnb, but we integrated Booking.com. And we have 80% of the properties worldwide, and our customers are crypto users. So we focus on building a product that will allow them to leverage smart contracts in order to have collaborative bookings. So if we are traveling together with you, Sam, we can pay in different cryptocurrencies in the app and split the payment. And also we can receive additional rewards in the form of points in the application and have fun on it. So we are building this solution on ICP right now. We received a grant from the Unity Foundation 3 months ago. And just 2 days ago, we received a grant on Solana. So it's the first public event where I announced that we received a grant from Solana and we are participating in hackathon called Coliseum right now that started just yesterday. So we are creating wallets and some cool features from Solana. So our app will be cross-chain on ICP, then Solana, then other chains. That's how we will onboard a lot of crypto users from different ecosystems into our application and scale it big.
Oh, that's fantastic. So I have lots of questions. So how does RentSpace work? Does that mean that I can use it to rent a space when I'm going to Dubai for Token 2049?
Not yet. We are building. So we completed 2 milestones from 3 for the Definity grant. And right now we are having the most complicated part. So we are integrating Booking.com APIs in order to have all the properties and focus on crypto users, providing them something that they really like very easy and understandable ways of payment in different cryptocurrencies. So we just connected ICP payment, CKBTC payment, it's a BTC OMB. And also we are integrating Transact, that is a large payment provider for crypto, where people can pay with fiat in 140 countries and receive crypto that will be used for the payments. And our model is that we will be generating from 25% to 40% of the revenue from Booking.com. So Booking is charging users from 15% to 25%. And from this, we will generate a revenue. Plus, we will have some NFT sales, the first one next week on ICP. That will be, I think, the most successful NFT sale, the most expensive with the smallest supply that was introduced during the past couple of months. So it will have around 200 pieces only. And we have built like a minimalistic Villas NFT collection where with 5 types of rarity, and we will do 4 other collections like Villas of the Future, but on other chains. So to onboard users from different chains, we decided to launch collections on every chain that we will integrate to our app. The app is almost ready, so we are just focusing to integrate booking. This is quite complicated, and to have Transact as a payment provider, so people all over the world will be able to pay with crypto or with fiat as well.
Yeah, very interesting. When you say it connects with booking.com's API, I think that is so smart, because then you won't have to worry on the supply side, the number of properties that are on the platform, because whenever I've seen marketplaces, the biggest problem is like the chicken and egg problem, that whether you get the customers or the suppliers, what do you get first? And then customers don't come because there's no suppliers, suppliers don't come because there's no customers. So I think this is a very smart way, is by using API and connecting to another platform. And then this way you can use crypto for any of the properties there. Would it also take any stable coins? Because then it's so much easier to understand the pricing, that, okay, this is 80 USD on bookings.com, and then it's 80 USDT or USDC. Yeah.
We are integrating stablecoins on 17 chains. So people from all ecosystems will be able to pay in different stablecoins. Transact already have all this infrastructure and features available. Yes. So we are just using the best service providers like booking.com, Transact, and for our customers during the first year, we will have zero fees. So we will not charge as a rent space the clients, the guests, and we will not charge hosts. So we will receive revenue through booking, through NFT collections and sponsorships of the events, because all these NFTs with villas, they will give exclusive access to our events. And on these events, we will do like mainstream marketing. So during the next conferences, the next one with ICP will be in May, 10th of May, we will rent a villa on Bali or in Portugal, in Lisbon, and we will invite NFT holders and our partners to join us there. We also will have some artists, so we will do auction where they will be able to sell their art, and we will do some cool stuff together.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's really good to know. Yeah, just thinking about, this was on the payment side. Are there any other challenges that you envision that you think you will face when building rent space?
Actually, there are. The booking integration is quite hard, and it takes a lot of time to receive all the documents. So right now we are setting up the proper legal structure with all needed legal agreements, licenses, and all these things. So it's quite complicated to set up everything. But when it will be done, when the technical part will be done, we will be focusing on the mainstream marketing. And that's why we are launching this NFT collections, because people are interested in NFTs and something that they can have right now on their wallets and have some additional values. So we added digital and physical values to every NFT, like digital. So NFTs, every NFT have 5 types of rarity, and every rarity has a different amount of points. The points will be converted next year into rent space tokens. You have some portion of tokens inside every NFT, and supply is very limited. So we will have very small collections, and we will have whitelist access to the future sales of the NFTs, the digital values. Also, we will have physical values, free access to our events in villas during the largest conferences that we want to do worldwide. So hopefully we will meet you someday, Sam.
At Token 2049, we'll definitely meet, but maybe it might not be ready, but definitely after that, next conference after that.
Sure.
Maybe in Europe.
We plan to launch in May this year. We are perfectly right now on time. Still need to complete all the legal and technical setup. Yes. My team is working hard on that part as well.
Yeah. So what do you need help with next for rent space? If anyone is listening, what's your ask?
Actually, join our social medias to stay tuned and see when the app will be ready. And if you are a crypto investor, crypto hold, you can use our application. So you will be able to simply use your crypto, and you will not need to pay conversion fees, to pay taxes on this crypto. So you just spend your crypto. with the property rent infrastructure that we are offering. So we are not raising any money. Right now we are self-funded and we received 2 grants from leading foundations, Definity and Solana. So we are just working, building, doing mainstream marketing. And I think it will help us to be ready for the product launch. So when the product will be launched, yes, we will have already thousands of users who will know us and potentially use it during the largest crypto conferences worldwide, because we will focus on marketing this conference and have more target audience, crypto investors who will be using our app during the next conferences.
Oh, absolutely. And if you have a space, then you can always organize some side events and stuff and advertise at the main event, your side event. So I think it's a very smart way to do marketing. And I remember going to different villas and stuff in Singapore during Token 2049 in Singapore. So it is a very effective way to market and to connect with relevant people. My next question is around what's going on in the crypto market. What are your views and opinion about what do you think is happening currently? And where do you see the market going for the rest of the year?
Yeah, I think we have a price discovery stage right now. So the demand is huge from the institutional side. And there is not enough supply on the centralized exchanges to cover this demand. That's why we are growing. And I really don't know when it will stop. I'm really happy with it because I'm almost all in crypto, all in, in Ethereum and other altcoins. But I'm not sure when it can stop. It feels like we are in the middle of the cycle, somewhere in the middle. Of course, it's hard to say any projections and I'm not providing any financial advice to anyone, but I'm bullish and I'm hardly bullish on DeFi and different protocols that I'm using to also boost my earnings in crypto by staking, providing liquidity, lending and borrowing, farming, different real-world assets projects like Arco that actually inspired me as well with the NFT collection. So I love what I see right now, and my hard work and hard work of our team right now is realizing a lot of profits and growth, because the past year was quite hard for everyone who was working full-time in the space. But this year is where we definitely see growth, and at the same time, we see a lot of potential in the future. So
absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yes, I do have more questions around. You talked about DeFi. Are there any particular projects in DeFi that you are really keeping an eye on that you think have a lot of potential?
Yeah, I'm using 55 DeFi protocols right now across 11 ecosystems. So of course I use basic staking like on almost on every chain like Mina, Polkadot, Ethereum, some others, but I also started to use liquid staking derivatives that allows me to stake the asset, receive a derivative that is liquid, and use this liquid derivative in other protocols like lending and borrowing, for instance, or use this derivative by providing it as a liquidity to the decentralized exchange and farm in a pair with stablecoin, for instance, and farm additional tokens. Plus, you are farming also potential token airdrops. So I'm focused on the projects that my team analyzed, and they can also provide additional benefits in the form of airdrops. Of course, supporting our portfolio companies like Stader with staking, liquidity staking, then restaking in Kelp. So there is a new mainstream with restaking.
Yes.
Kelp is one of the partners of EigenLayer, that is the largest staking protocol right now, with more than $10 billion TVL, total value locked. So I'm using different protocols, trying to diversify between many of them and always searching for the opportunities where to put some liquidity. Right now, I'm focused mainly on Solana ecosystem, Startnet, ZKSync, Aptos, Sui, so main portfolio is allocated across all these ecosystems. Yeah, that's quite briefly, but
that's a lot. That's a lot. It's either of you who manage. And that's why I can see why a lot of people get intimidated by crypto, because there is just so much going on and it's moving so fast. Yeah. So do you have any advice for anyone new moving into the space? What should they do? Where should they start?
Yeah, I think the best way is to find your community and to spend some time on educating yourself. So we have 3X Education that provides a lot of educational programs to investors, analysts, startups as well. So we have ongoing acceleration program right now. So if you would like to deep dive into the crypto and you don't know how to start, we would love to onboard you on our next program that will start in 3 weeks. So right now, this week we will launch a mini course that will be a gateway for a main course to onboard another hundreds of professionals in this space. So there are many people who would like to switch or who from Web2 job to the Web3, or people who are interested to boost their portfolio, their portfolio has grown significantly. Yes. People were just buying and holding, and right now they don't know what to do with it. So we can provide a lot of insights on how to secure your portfolio, how to diversify it, how to plan it, how to rebalance it, how to track it. So all these things, and of course, analyze new projects, new startups, reviewing their smart contract audits and some other technical things. So we have a lot of partners, a lot of support, and I can say that our ninth cohort that will be launched in three weeks. It's our ninth cohort. It will be the most helpful, the most interesting cohort with a lot of great participants from all over the world. So I definitely suggest to check. Soon our new website will be ready, but right now we have the DeFi program live that is in the end. So we had 2 more weeks of the DeFi program, and then we will announce a new program that will start in a few weeks as well.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. What I'm going to do is I'll get all the links from your assistant and put all the links underneath this podcast so people can not only check your education program, but also check out RentSpace and check out everything that you're doing at 3X Capital. So thank you so much, Evan, for your time. And wish you best of luck. And looking forward to catching up in April.
Thank you, Sam. Looking forward to see you as well.
Thank you so much for tuning in and listening or watching this episode of the Web3 with Sam Kamani podcast. By now, you know the drill. Leave a comment or share this episode with a friend and leave a review. I would love to hear from you. So that's why my DMs are open. Reach out to me, especially if you are a founder building a product in Web3. Then I would love to hear from you. What are your challenges? Is there anything that I can help you or my community can help you with? Thank you once again and wish you best of luck in building your startup or your project.